Welcome back. But today I'm excited to unveil the Tech Talks Network. It's a collection of my shows designed to explore every corner of enterprise technology and the impact that it is having on our life, work, and even world. So the Tech Talks Network consists of 8 podcasts. So please check out techtalksnetwork.com. You'll find links to everything that you need right there. But back to this show. Today, I've got a great guest lined up for you. Welcome to the show. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Thank you, Neil. So my name is François Machasek. I have nearly 30 years experience in IT with a great experience in data center management. I began my career in Germany, in Hamburg, by Bureau Veritas, and was in charge of the IT for the Central European region, 10 countries. I spent 8 years there. Then I took the responsibility of the EMEA data center of Bureau Veritas in Nantes for 7 years. After managing a project of a data center relocation for a network operator in France, I joined a managed service provider to take the lead of the hosted IT production of its client based on 3 data centers. I spent there 13 years, where I evolved to a product marketing manager position. I was in charge of developing offers for the outsourcing business unit. I've been really interested in green IT for 4 years now, and I became an ambassador of sustainable IT. I run the workshops Digital College and Climate Fresk, and I develop some sustainable IT consulting and support devices. As I needed to be 100% actor of sustainable IT, I joined EasyVirt in June 2024. EasyVirt is a French software editor, expert since 2011 in measuring and optimizing the environmental footprint of IT. I am so delighted and proud to be part of this team. Our mission, optimize IT, sustain the future.
And we've met here in Malta for the IT press tour. And one of the things that stood out to me about your presentation I saw today was about sustainability in IT, because digital technology is now a significant portion of global greenhouse gas emissions. And more recently, I'm hearing more about the environmental costs of AI. That's not just power and electricity, but also water consumption too. So how are you at EasyVirt addressing the environmental challenges posed by the IT sector and this thirst for all things tech and AI that we have now?
Yes, you are right, Neil. I am used to say that the digital technology is as much an ally as a burden. Currently, digital technology represents about 4 to 8% of global greenhouse gas emissions. This is minimum twice as much as air transport emissions. We have no official current data since a few years. Even if digital technology is a real tool serving the energy transition, it remains particularly energy intensive and a source of greenhouse gas emissions. Digital is not immaterial, quite the contrary. Cloud computing is not immaterial. It is made of data centers, servers, networks. Digital GHG emissions could increase significantly if nothing is done to reduce their footprint. We speak about plus 60% by 2040. AI is making things worse. The electricity consumption of DC will double between 2022 and 2026 worldwide, and Gartner predicts that by 2027, 40% of data centers dedicated to AI will be affected by energy supply problems. We are heading for the wall. My message is not to get rid of digital technology, which brings real benefits, but to think about how you use digital technology and how you can optimize your usage. And this is our DNA by EasyVirt. Since its creation in 2011, EasyVirt's mission is to reduce the negative environmental impacts caused by digital services in France and abroad. We used to say that we want to save the world. So this can sound funny, but do you know about the legend of the hummingbird and Pierre Rabhi? It teaches us that while changing our little habits may seem trivial, it's the sum of all our little actions that makes the difference. And this year, we evolved our baseline by EasyVirt towards Optimize IT, Sustain the Future. How to combine digital performance and respect for the environment for a sustainable future. This mission is based on solid convictions. We are convinced that the real measurement is necessary to manage actions and see the result of these actions, to understand uses, and also to have adjusted prerequisites. That's why our solutions provide real measurement with a fine granularity, one measurement every minute. Other solutions on the market use abacuses, averages of electrical consumption of equipment. I compare with my electric meter at home. If I use a radiator less, I will see it on my consumption the next day. That's the same with our solutions. If I use abacuses, then I won't be able to track the changes. Moreover, it is necessary to provide innovative solutions to information system teams that must be in line with the numerous constraints linked to the IS, level of service, security, low availability of teams, and so on. We have been working with the IT production teams for more than 13 years, and we know very well their business, their needs, and their constraints. Our playground is information systems infrastructure, both on-premise and in the cloud. Our challenges: to measure, to optimize, to manage. We propose three solutions: DCScope, DCNetScope, and CO2Scope. They deliver to our client three main benefits: generate savings, master the information system, and reduce the environmental footprint. DCScope is an intuitive and non-intrusive solution for the management, optimization, performance, cost, and capacity planning analysis of virtualized on-premise and cloud infrastructures. DCNetScope is an intuitive and non-intrusive solution for traffic monitoring and analysis network mapping of virtualized infrastructure. CO2Scope is an IT carbon measurement platform that supports your IT sustainability strategy by implementing solutions dedicated to measuring, analyzing, and reducing the carbon footprint of your virtualized and physical IT services on-premise and cloud.
And before you came on the podcast today, I read a great stat around AI, and I think it was a 100-word response to a ChatGPT request actually consumes 3 liters of water. So that gives you some kind of indication on the how this problem is going to increase. And there's a lot of business leaders and IT directors that they see the regulations coming in place. They know what their responsibilities are, so knowing where to start and what to do can be quite daunting. And as at EasyVirt, you emphasize this intuitive, effective solution tailored to your client's needs. But can you explain how your solution differs from maybe other tools that we might see out there, from VMware's solution, and also what sets you apart in the green IT market? Because there's a lot out there, isn't there, at the moment?
Yes. Our solutions are not SaaS-based. It's simply a virtual machine that is installed in the client information system. So this is more secure and allow us to work with some sensible and defense actors. The client verbatim was installed within 15 minutes. Our solutions are not intrusive as they are agentless. This is a real advantage for IT production teams that do not like to touch a well-running system. They are simple to use. Generally, 2 hours training are enough for a client to be autonomous. Our solutions are based on continuous and real measurement with a very fine granularity up to the minute. We industrialized the measure. Our dedicated optimization algorithm proposed detailed and more powerful optimization levers than some other solutions. One of our clients did the comparison between EasyVirt and VMware VROps. Our optimizations went further, and their application did not give rise to any incident. Often, our clients give us the following feedback. First conclusive information, 48 hours after the installation. At least our proximity to the infrastructure professions allow us to provide dashboards adapted to for both management and technical teams. I will add at least an important differentiator. We are agnostic about software editors and hardware manufacturer solutions. This is all the more important since Broadcom's acquisition of VMware.
And you mentioned in your presentation today and just a few moments ago that this importance of real-time fine granularity measurements, and I think the belts and braces approach of any IT has always been you can only improve what you measure. So can you tell me a little bit more about EasyVert Solutions, how you enable organizations to measure and manage their carbon footprint effectively and the kind of things that you do measure to make that happen? Because it's all about the metrics, isn't it?
Yeah. This carbon footprint of an equipment is based on the direct energy, electrical consumption, and the embodied energy, the footprint of the mineral extraction, manufacturing, and end of life of the equipment. Concerning the direct energy, we will measure the real electrical consumption of the physical equipment using API when it makes sense. Concerning the cloud instances footprints, as the data from hyperscalers is not calculated in the same way and remains opaque, let's say, we recalculate it using the cloud carbon footprint. In this way, we bring the data from the cloud providers back into line. This makes it possible to compare them factually, for example, to simulate move-to-cloud projects.
And of course, any big tech project now, no matter what it is and no matter how great that solution is, it's going to become under increasing scrutiny for the ROI, that question that we hear more and more about. So can you provide any examples or maybe even use cases where your clients have seen immediate or long-term financial and environmental benefits? Because they're going to be asking that question right from the offset.
Yeah. We provide savings in euro as the infrastructure is optimized, savings in time, administrator teams, but also managers. We help to make decisions more reliable and we help to be compliant to the environmental regulations. Concerning virtualization, we have some key figures provided by our clients. 80% oversized VM, 5 to 10% useless VM, 25% densification without risk. One client in a French social housing sector had a gain of 10% on CPU and RAM after a few months running DCScope. Even the users escalated a significant performance gain. Another from health sector got a considerable time savings for modeling the budget, from 10 days to 2 days. A client from the bank insurance sector could shut down two ESX in just a few weeks, which represents about 30k euro per year. They follow the resizing recommendation with zero incident. Plus, they have saved time in monitoring and optimizing installations. Finally, I would mention a managed service provider customer committed to sustainable IT with dozens of ESX servers and several thousands VM. He proposed services to its clients to optimize their infrastructure in order to save money and reduce their carbon footprint. For a client with an average of 514 VM implementing 50% only of the recommendations on CPU and RAM, the gains are about 50k euro annual savings, 90 vCPU and 400 giga RAM. This is interesting because doing this managed service provider reduces a part of its revenue, but it's a winning bet to win the trust of customers, which is a huge advantage in building loyalty, and it replaces this reduction by expertise services. And when you do green ops, you are doing fine ops. You are doing something for the environment.
And I'm glad you mentioned green ops there, because one of the other things that stood out from your presentation is how you integrate green ops and FinOps principles to optimize IT resources. But I'm curious, how do these frameworks actually work together and how do they reduce costs and environmental impacts collectively and simultaneously as well?
Yes, GreenOps provides a complementary way of optimizing IT infrastructure. GreenOps and FinOps have this common goal of optimizing resources, less usage translates into both lower costs and a reduced environmental impact. Our products are designed to provide value to organizations in three dimensions. First, we optimize the IT infrastructure. In this dimension, our objective is to reduce the amount of IT resources being used without compromising the performance of the infrastructure. This is one of the main concerns of IT teams. Secondly, we focus on people. For this dimension, our objective is to centralize the information about the infrastructure and being able to communicate and streamline the decision-making process. Our client needs to make the right decision. And finally, and our main objective is to reduce the environmental footprint of information system and applications. To do this, we provide the appropriate metrics and analysis of carbon emissions in the infrastructure, as well as the recommendations to reduce the carbon footprint. As mentioned before, the objective is to be able to communicate about these reductions. So we also provide with tools that allow to track the evolutions and changes.
And I think any enterprise of any size at the moment are all tackling that same problem where client infrastructures are increasingly hybrid. There's public cloud, on-prem, private cloud, and so many other different unique solutions. So how does your suite of solutions help organizations navigate some of these complexities, whether it be on-premise or cloud environments or anything in between?
That's a good question. Our solutions provide an industrialized measure. We develop connectors in line with our customers' need in order to address all perimeter of the information system. We are able to help them on the physical devices, server, storage, network, and virtual assets, virtual machines, cloud compute instances, containers, and so on. The way we recalculate the footprint of client instances allow our client to have a reporting agnostic from the cloud service provider. Finally, I would insist on the fact that our tools are fully interoperable with API. So we work with some other third parts, CSR tools, editors, which retrieve data from our measurements and calculations on the information system perimeter and integrate them into a wider corporate vision. For the customer, the advantage is that the tangible data supplied by EasyVirt can be taken into account within their IS perimeter.
Another thing that I think every business leader is grappling with at the moment is the tightening regulations around everything from ESG to AI. So with all these regulations, how are you assisting organizations in meeting these compliance requirements and also providing more accurate, actionable data for reporting? Again, a question you must be getting a lot, right?
The philosophy of the TSRD is to provide a recurring measurement of its emissions, to build an action plan to reduce them and to be able to report on the impact of the actions implemented. This is typically the principle of continuous improvement and the spirit of EasyVirt. Through our continuous and real measurement, we are able to provide the impacts of the actions implemented throughout the year, project after project. Our customers save time, because the annual information system emissions balance is calculated in our solutions, and all the impacts of the actions taken are also calculated automatically.
Now, before you came on the podcast today, I did go out, have a little search on Google to find out a little bit more about you and the kind of user feedback and what people are saying about you. One of the things that stood out quickly was your clients rate you highly. I think you got a recommendation score of something like 9.2 out of 10, which is not something I see that often in the tech industry, especially when researching guests. So I've got to ask, from your point of view, what aspects of EasyVirt's offerings and support contribute to that exceptional feedback? Is it that you do things differently, you offer something unique, or is it something else?
This is our DNA, maybe. Concerning the offering, they highlight the ease of the installation and use, the power of our optimization algorithms, and the speed with which convincing results can be obtained. On a financial point of view, they highlight the very reasonable TCO compared to other market tools. In terms of support and assistance, they all, without exceptions, emphasizes the availability, the responsiveness, and the professionalism of our teams. This is our DNA. We are really attentive to their needs.
And we are at that magical time of year. We're just weeks away from a brand new year. So looking ahead to 2025, and dare I say beyond, what other key developments are you focusing on at EasyVert? What's next for you guys? And how are these new initiatives aligning with that overall mission of exactly where we started as we come full circle, sustainable IT?
We are compatible with most of used hypervisors by our clients, VMware, Proxmox, Nutanix, AHV, and we work to integrate XCPNG. Concerning the containers, we integrated Kubernetes and platform OpenShift and Tanzu. We developed a CO2 scope manager, which allowed to communicate with several instances of CO2 scope and aggregate all their data to give a high-level vision of the footprint. If we speak about AI, an important topic, we work on the consumption measure of GPU and AI models in collaboration with partners and ADEME, the French Environmental Agency. In order to go further on the environmental impact of IT and not just carbon, our solutions will be multi-criteria next year. They will take into account water use, eutrophications, minerals and metal use, and so on. To finish, I can give you a scoop. We just published our new tool. It is free available on our website. The name is Eclio, Cloud Pricing and Environmental Impact Solution. Eclio is an innovative comparison and simulation tool designed to provide you with detailed insights into the price and carbon emissions of virtual machines offered by major cloud providers such as AWS, GCP, Azure. It will allow you to evaluate and compare costs as well as the environmental impacts of different options, helping you make informed decisions when migrating your on-premise infrastructure to the public cloud.
And I think in your presentation, you called it the kayak of cloud providers.
Yes,
that's true. People to find out. It was a great line. And for anyone listening wanting to find out more information about anything we talked about today, there's obviously got a lot of different channels, a lot of things out there. There's an ROI calculator as well. What's the best starting point for everything EasyVert?
The best is to go to our website, easyvert.com, where you will access to a lot of free resources. You will access to the free download of our solutions, free trial for 1 month, to the download of our white paper with ADEME, to our return of investment calculator, and so on and so on. Eclio is available under cloudpricing.easyvert.com. At least you will find resources on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@easyvert.
I'll add links to everything so people can find you nice and easy and explore this a little bit more closely. I think we've spoken a lot around AI this year, predictably, also ESG scores and the requirements about that. But I think we seldom talk about IT sustainability. So thank you so much for shining a light on this today. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Please remember, if you enjoyed today's podcast, check out our other 7 shows over at the Tech Talks Network. So that's techtalksnetwork.com, where we now have a growing ecosystem of 8 podcasts, Tech Talks Daily, AI at Work, The Business of Cybersecurity, IT Infrastructure as a Conversation, Conversations from the Show Floor, Startup Builders and Backers, Business Technology Perspectives, and Consulting the Future. There is so much content over there. And you know what? It's all free. So please check those out. Let me know your thoughts, and I'll be back again with another guest tomorrow. Bye for now.